Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are, on the face of this very planet, once again, we welcome you to our live and interactive session of our unscheduled broadcast this very evening, the evening of the 15th day of October in the year of our Most High Elohim 2020. We are coming to you live and direct, as I promised you last night, due to the frustration and disappointment from enemies of freedom. I promised all of you that I will broadcast in the morning and this evening, and also tomorrow morning as well, at 7 a.m. in the morning. Tomorrow I'll be live on air as well. I welcome each and every one of you, and as I welcome you, I encourage you to welcome other people as well, because Facebook does not send out any notifications anymore when I am live on air. They are suppressing the number of followers that we have. They are suppressing the number of people that like our page. So this evening, we came slightly more prepared than last night. Before I go on to pray or even to introduce myself, there is a very important announcement that I must make to ensure that our people are following this very program this evening, because we don't know what our enemies might do. That is the reason why today, unlike yesterday, we came prepared, very much prepared. Once again, we do have a backup, should I say, Facebook Live that we are using at Kosisotupuchibudo. We are using it this very evening. It is also live. We are live there. If they kick you out on my main page at Mazen Nambekano, I am now telling you where to go to. And I want that very link distributed everywhere as well. Facebook will inevitably suppress us once we get, they have designed and rigged their system in such a way that once we hit 7,500 people, automatically their system will begin to remove people. They will begin to remove people until it comes to 337. Once they get to 337, they shut it down completely. I then have to restart the system. So you must be very resolute and determined this very evening. We are broadcasting live and direct to the entirety of humanity, as I said earlier. On Kosisotupuchibudo, we are there also live. We are there live as well. If they're going to suppress it, I do not know. I know they have been holding it down for a very long time. If they're going to do the same thing this evening, I have no idea. But we must proceed all the same. You must all be aware. This is an announcement that we have pinned on the thread of this very program this evening. Please be aware that during this very live presentation, this evening of the 15th of October 2020, Facebook is going to suppress our audience numbers. They will remove some of you. So if you're watching on Facebook, I am warning you this night, with the time standing at 7 p.m. in the evening, Facebook will inevitably remove some of you. If they do, please understand that we have alternative platforms. We are doing the best we can to make it interactive. We have an app out already that is interactive, that when I'm live broadcasting, you can chat with me, but we have not secured the copyright to it. We need to secure the copyright to it for us to be able to use it, so that when DSS and our enemies and saboteurs, even those on feeding bottles, when they try to copy what we are doing, we can then take them to court and they will suffer for it. So this evening we are on IPOB Community Radio app. You must have that on your phone. IPOB Community Radio app. If you're kicked out of Facebook, that is where you can listen to us. We are also on Radio Biafra app. We are on Radio Biafra app. Please do bear that in mind. Very, very important, please. We are on Radio Biafra app as well. We are on Radio Garden. It's an app. Radio, then Garden. It is also an app you must download. All of you people must have all these applications on their phones. very, very important. You must have all these applications on your phones. The number one app to have on your phone is IPOB Community Radio app. Very, very important. IPOB Community Radio. Very important. Second one to have is Radio Biafra app itself. The original one, please. The people have copyrighted and messed everything up. There are many of them everywhere, but look for the original one, Radio Biafra app. There is an app independently owned called Radio Garden. Go and download it. Radio Garden app. Download it. Search for Radio Biafra. It is there. Pin it on your phone. You can listen to us all the time. There is TuneIn Radio as well. All the things I'm reading out to you is pinned on the thread. If you go to my page at Marvin Lambekan, it is there. You can follow it there. There is another one called Sweet Radio. Sweet Radio app. Download it on your phone. It is an independent app owned by white people, but it is working excellently well. There is also one called Simple Radio. Also download Simple Radio. Therefore, I will repeat. IPOB Community Radio is an app. Download it. Download Radio Biafra. Download Radio Garden. Download TuneIn Radio. Download Switch Radio. Download Simple Radio. Those who don't want their wives or their husbands to know that they're listening to Radio Biafra, they listen via these apps. Not everybody comes to Facebook because they don't want their name to be seen or their names to be known. So they hide and they listen via these platforms. You can go to IPOB Community Radio, Radio Biafra app, Radio Garden app, TuneIn Radio app, Sweet Radio, Simple Radio, and we are also on YouTube channel this very night. We are on YouTube channel this very night. I don't know who is responsible for switching that on. They have not done so. They should hurry up and switch on the YouTube channel. We are on satellite as well. In this era of demonstration after demonstration, that those gallant young girls and young boys are doing everybody proud all over the whole world. They need your support. Go and get a strong decoder. You can follow what we are doing live on satellite. And I'm sure that Biafra Television is also screening and showing some of those protests as they unfold. There is FM in Lagos tonight. There is also FM in some parts of Kano and also in Abuja. People are listening, and as I did promise you, before the next 3 weeks, there will be FM station also in Daura, as I promised them, and it is going to happen. I welcome each and every one of you this evening. Later on, our lines are going to be opened up. I will quickly skim through things. Our topic today is the same thing. We must commend the bravery of the young men and women risking their lives to make the life of every other person better. We must commend them. Our lines will open later on, and before it opens, I will announce it live on air that all of you may be able to know. That all of you may be able to know. Very, very important, please. We know that some of you are, and even some are sleeping outside tonight. Some are sleeping outside tonight. Some are sleeping outside tonight. I don't know what happened. We were live a short while ago. I don't know what happened on Coast YouTube, but of course we are back there again, please. Try and rejoin there. If there is a problem, try and rejoin. You know that Facebook is doing all they can to suppress our posts. They are doing all they can to make life difficult for us. My name is Nnamdekan. This is a live presentation this evening as it was this early morning. We are live and we are direct. I am the leader of IPOB, the indigenous people of Biafra, all over this very planet Earth. Bar none, the director of Radio Biafra and also Biafra Television. I welcome each and every one of you. I do apologize for having not greeted you first before proceeding. But it is because of the wickedness, the cruelty, the enormity of the absurdity of Facebook that led me to start this program that very way. Coach is talking to Buddha is back on again. They will try to suppress us, but we must continue. I welcome each and every one of you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We are proceeding this very night to preach the gospel of heaven, this gospel that was ordained to be preached by the sons of men on this very earth. As I told you earlier, this very gospel shall set you free, and this very gospel has set our people free. And that freedom is what they are at the very end of getting at this very moment. We have woken up people. We have woken up the young ones. They can now reason properly. Somebody was saying to me, how come you're now calling them brave? I said, they are brave because they have listened. When somebody is a failure and they attend your class and they write exams and they pass that exams, you promote them to a new class. What we have done today, what we have recognized today, is what we have been preaching for very many years is now bearing fruit in the lives of young men and young women in the damnable zoological republic. I refer to them as Nigerians and not as animals because they no longer behave like animals. Now they are behaving like human beings. And if you behave like a human being, you will be respected like a human being. And given what they have done, what they have continued to sustain for a week, I think that they deserve it. They deserve every accolade and they deserve every praise. That is why we do what we do. We are not rigidly welded to our doctrine. You must understand this very clearly. You must have the common sense to understand this. They are now behaving like proper, decent human beings, and we must acknowledge them as such. We must give them that honor and that due and that respect. Anybody who is participating in this ongoing protest deserves praise, and we must praise them accordingly. And you don't know what happened today in Abuja. They are now rejecting people who will come to them and make money with them. The message we are preaching on this platform is permeating their senses. And now we can say that the reason and the essence of having Radio Biafra has been truly attained. Because everywhere they are saying, the lectures on this very platform was what propelled them to reason and to do something about their plight. We commend each and every one of them. But we must pray for them this evening. And I'm going to pray in English language so that they can understand. Everybody who is out there protesting, everybody who is sleeping outside, you're a young man, you're a young woman, you are a hero, and we are going to pray for you this very evening to continue this very excellent work you're doing. You don't understand the importance of what you're doing until the end of this very race. You people have embarked upon something that no other generation has been able to do before. Therefore, this very class of 2020 will be marked out indelibly forever and ever as the youth that did something that marvels the whole world. That is why you cannot give up. That is why you cannot stop. Now, we are going to pray for each and every one of you. All of you, we are going to pray for you this very evening, regardless of where you are. Oh Lord God Almighty of infinite mercy, this very evening, morning, afternoon or night, depending on where your children are, all over this very world, we humbly implore you to look down on your children now engaged in this very protest, in this very battle of will between what is good and evil in the damnable zoological republic. Do not count the sins of all these young people. Do not hold it against them. But grant them, O Heavenly Father, through repentance in the heart, that the loss of the human heart, money, greed, and avarice may be conquered by your spirit of gentleness and righteousness. Look in mercy on those immediately exposed to the dangers, to the bullets of the police, the bullets of the army, those who are being this evening tortured because of their faith and their belief that good must always prevail over evil. We give them unto your loving, ever-caring hands, O Heavenly Father. Those who have been sent by thugs, those thugs who have been sent by Tinubu in Lagos and Lagos State Governor Sango Olu, those thugs that he has sent, touch their hearts, O Father in heaven, that they may understand the foolishness of their ways and repent. We hand over those who are in Abuja being attacked, Those who are being attacked in Lagos, we hand them over to your care. You will comfort those who were arrested, those who have been beaten, those who have been tortured. You will relieve the sufferings of the wounded, and you will show mercy unto the dying, because many have been shot dead. Many are walking about with bullet wounds. Some are receiving treatments in hospital. According to your good and gracious will, remove all the veil of ignorance and stupidity in the lives of your children. Make them to rise up as the gallant men and women that they are, to confront this evil and to subdue it. And in the end, you will restore peace amongst the people who have been put together in that damnable contraption, the Zoological Republic. Through your mercy, we pray tonight and forevermore. He said, we must worship Elohim, the most high God in heaven, the creator of all that is around us, and that is what we have done. We are proceeding this evening unapologetically. We are proceeding this evening uncompromisingly to preach the gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. We thank once again everybody who is involved in the End SARS campaign. Before I came on air, there was something we posted on my page. I want to thank Google, and I also want to thank Twitter for what they have done. The Google CEO issued a statement. The CEO also of Twitter issued a statement. We are waiting for Mark Zuckerberg to also issue a statement, where we very much doubt if Facebook will actually support this very effort, because they collected money from the zoo and they are working for the murderous regime in the damnable Zoological Republic. I will advise those who are calling now to please refrain from doing so. We shall do our presentation in our normal way, and then after that we shall open our lines for calls to be taken, and this evening I will take your calls, I can assure you. If you do not, before I came on air also, I stumbled upon this very brilliant and exceptional write-up, which I have been compelled to read out to the hearing of the whole world. Because some people do not know why the protests are going on. Some people do not know why young people are sufficiently aggrieved to risk their lives to come out on the streets to do what we have been asking them to do for very many years. That if you do not rise up and do something, your plight will even worse. They listened and they came out. We now want to let you understand the reason why people are protesting, the reason why young people are angry in Nigeria, and the reason why things can no longer be the same going forward. And more critically, the reason why they cannot stop now. Because if they stop now, it is over. They are finished. They must understand this. And please listen very attentively and listen very carefully this very evening, morning, afternoon, depending on where you are. If you do not understand why the youths are risking their lives to protest, here are a few reasons why. The reason why they are protesting is because now they understand how the world works. That if you want something to change, you must take action yourself. Any change that you want to see in your life, the action must start with you first. That is what they have now acknowledged, that is what they have now realized, and that is what they are manifesting on the streets all across Nigeria. I want to tell you why they are protesting. So that the world may bear us witness, that they may understand how angry young people are. There is one for Ifeoma Abugu, a 20-year-old young lady. She just graduated and was in NYAC, the National Youth Service Corps that they have, the one-year call that they have to try to unite everybody to make them one Nigerian. She was arrested in her boyfriend's house in local Gama in Abuja. Ifeoma was raped by men of Nigerian police. We want the world to understand the level of atrocity. So when any idiot comes out to say, stop this protest, go back to your homes, this evening we want to remind them as to why these young, aggrieved people are protesting. We want to remind them that they may know. We want to remind Facebook to understand the demon we are fighting. We want people who are working for Facebook to understand the enormity, to understand the wickedness, the murderousness of the Nigerian police. They don't know this. And army. Everything holding an AK-47 in the zoo is dangerous for you. Ifeoma Abogu, 20 years of age, abducted from her boyfriend's house. She graduated NYSC student. NYSC, whatever they call them, service personnel with NYSC. She was actually serving Nigeria. When the same people that she was serving as an NYSC, a National Youth Service Corps, or COPPA, whatever they call it, she was raped to death by the same police. Justice has not prevailed. She died in SARS custody. If Ifeoma was your daughter, how would you feel? I want to ask every senator, every governor who is in support, Sango Olu in Lagos State, who went and hired thugs from Muslim to go and disrupt protesters. I want to ask Sango Olu, if your daughter was raped to death by SARS, how would you feel? How would you feel as a father? If your first daughter, Otedolan, who is an oil magnate, if any of your daughters that you bought Ferrari for was raped to death by men of SARS, what would you say? Do you understand why people are protesting now? Lawan, the president of the Azul Senate, do you now understand why people are protesting? Those who work for Facebook, busy suppressing posts, I wish that SARS can rape your children to death the same way that Ifeoma was raped to death. So you understand the level of rage and anger in young people. You don't understand it. Because it has never affected you before. The second person is God gave. This is just a snapshot. We have killed thousands and sold their organs to Indians. And you're asking them to leave the streets to come back. To come back and do what? To more rape and more death and more extortion. Is that what you're asking them to leave the streets for? They have started and they must finish it. There is God gave Ferguson, Ekerete, 24. Tony Oruaman, 21. Harry Ataria, 26, they were all arrested during a raid and then killed in detention that same day on 3rd of July of 2008. They were falsely accused of being armed robbers and cultists. The police officers responsible are still free, roaming the streets. If they are guilty, is it the job of the police to execute them? They were taken and executed in cold blood, their organs harvested and sent to India. For those of you who don't want transplants, I hope you're following. In case you come out tomorrow morning, oh, this is 3 months, I'm losing my business. People lost their lives at the hands of these savages. People lost their lives at the hands of these SARS. So you don't even understand what the parents are going through. There is Kolade Johnson. Kolade Johnson was killed on the 31st of March of 2019 by a SARS officer. For looking like a fraudster. The reason why he was killed is that his appearance looked like a Yahoo boy, like a fraudster. Because of that, he was killed. That he left his home to go and watch Liverpool match versus Tottenham Hotspur and never returned. The officers responsible are still free roaming the streets. No justice whatsoever. None whatsoever. Now, I'm asking those who are asking people to stop protesting, what is going to happen to the officers that killed, that raped and killed Ifeoma, that killed God Give Ekerete, Tony Oruama, Harry Ataria, that killed Kolade Johnson? What is going to happen to them? Now, they're giant swat. Nothing. So, before people are called off the streets, there must be a public inquiry. There will be a public inquiry televised for the whole world to see. DPOs, the commissioners of police, will be called to testify before the whole world why they were killing people's children, killing their sons and their daughters. Most of them are graduates. No jobs. You gave them no jobs. You denied them opportunities to become human beings. And yet you killed them. And you're asking them to come up the streets. We are continuing. There is Chibike Anams. He is 23 years of age. Chibike has his life cut short on the 24th of July 2009
when the Nigerian police raided a guest house in Igwacha, that is River State. After several searches at the police station, his family later found out about his death. The police has refused to comment on his death till this very day. And you know the worst thing that can happen to us is to kill us and then to take our bodies away. Because we do not believe that anybody who is dead should be left elsewhere, his soul roaming all over the place. He must be interred and put into the ground. We don't cremate, we bury people in the ground. As Chukwukika Abiyama, God Almighty in heaven, instructed our ancestors to. You must understand what is happening. You must understand the anger, the level of anger that people have in them. That anger is now boiling over onto the streets. Imagine if you are the father or the mother of Chibike and I'm only 23 years of age. Killed for no reason. That is Tina, a girl again, 16 years old, 16, Tina. On the 26th of May 2020, she was hit by a stray bullet when a drunken police officer opened fire to disperse a crowd that had gathered after he shot a bus driver. He shot this policeman. He was not content after shooting the bus driver. People gathered to ask what was happening. Tina Ezekwe, 16 years old, was killed on the spot. No investigation, nothing. Justice was never served. Despite all the online campaign, despite every effort to bring the police officers to account, nothing happened. People campaigned on social media. After that, they wrote, rest in peace. Everything is supposed to be working. It has come back again. Everything is supposed to be working. But the attack is relentless. The attack is ongoing, but we must continue. We have managed, so to speak, to re-establish contact. We have managed to re-establish contact, and we are doing all we can this evening to continue this very broadcast. Of course, there will be a repeat broadcast. I need to be told, I need to be given the information as to what is happening. People should not become unduly perturbed or alarmed. Alarmed, of course, there was a slight break. But we are back on again. Somebody is writing to me from Lagos saying there was a break. Of course, I can see it here on the systems. But it has been recovered. It has been retrieved. And people can confirm that we are back live again. We must be resilient. People are protesting out from the streets. If you're listening to our broadcast this very evening, they are not going to allow us to have a smooth sailing. They are going to do all they can to interrupt and to disrupt our programming. But we must continue. Regardless, we are continuing. And this program is being captured. And it is being captured after this very broadcast. It will be distributed and disseminated very widely so that everybody can listen to it. I was talking about Tina Ezekwe, 16-year-old, shot to death. Christian Onigbo, 28, a father of one, shot to death on the 19th of March 2009 while parking his car in Jiwa in Abuja. He was then taken to the police station where he spent the night with his bullet wounds. He was later transferred to a hospital that could not treat him since he had no police report. Despite the fact that it was the police themselves that shot him. Very, very bizarre indeed. He died on the 21st of March. Ayomide Taiwo, only 20 years of age. On the 9th of August 2020, this very year, he was returning back home after the Eid al-Kabir celebrations in Osun State with his friend when their motorcycle was stopped by a drunken SARS officer. After paying the bribe they demanded, the police officer saw that he had more money and then they attacked him. He was in coma for 6 days before he lost his battle for life. Okay, how about Aneke Okorien? He was 39 years of age, a father of four. He was making an honest living for himself. He was an Okada rider. On the 15th of May 2009, he was stopped at the checkpoint in Emene in Enugu, unable to pay the bribe. He was shot dead there and then. His murderers tried to frame him in. This was a man that was shot dead in the afternoon. They claimed that he was an armed robber. Very, very sad indeed. Nobody has been tried for his murder. How about Tiamu Kazim, 21-year-old, a promising footballer? in Remo SARS on the 24th of February 2020. He was stopped by SARS officials, and as they forcefully tried to take him into custody, he fell out of the SARS vehicle and was run over by a motor car that was coming behind. This sparked a protest where 5 more people were killed. That is what they used to do. People are wondering, why are young people pouring out onto the streets? Because before, if you protest in an isolated fashion or manner, they will kill those of you there. So the best thing to do is spontaneous uprising of anger and rage. And that is what the whole world is witnessing right now. And that is why they must remain on the streets. For somebody like Thomas Mabu Ni, 20 years of age, they killed him November 2011. He was hit by a stray bullet while taking his bath at home. He was in his home. People would have thought that being at home would have been the safest place. He was at home having his shower. A police bullet came from nowhere and struck him, and he died. His family then later on went to deposit his body at the mortuary. They were not even allowed to retrieve his body because they complained to the police and said, "You shot our boy and you took him away. Where is his body?" They couldn't even show the parents. That is Nigeria for you. One Nigeria for you. That is what they do to your children, if you don't know. How about Peter Chibuzon Oforom? He was a Uniport student, University of Iguacha, University of Port Harcourt, they call it. He was killed on the 11th of April 2016 during a student's protest organized to oppose the increase in school fees. The same politicians today who are asking you to leave the streets. When you protested against the increase of your fees, they asked people to go and kill you. Chibuzon was killed. He was killed. He was reading management sciences at the time of his death. His killers are nowhere to be found. How about Daniel Ikaguchi? He was only 20 years of age, and his friends were waiting for him outside the hotel for a taxi in Iguacha. When he saw SARS officer and ran away in fear of being arrested or extorted, the officers accused him of being a criminal and an armed robber. And his friend was unpacking his bag for searching, because when they arrest you, they say, "We need to search your bags." They were searching his bags, and in the process, they shot Daniel. They were then arrested, and Daniel was given no medical attention. When his family heard about it, it was too late. He was already dead. How about Linda? They don't even discriminate if you're a boy, if you're a girl. That is why every boy, every girl must be out on the streets protesting. This one is Linda Igwetu. Linda died. They killed her on July the 4th of 2018. She just finished her youth service in Abuja. They hate young people. You know these gentlemen, they are full, and these are terrorists. They hate you. Once they see that you're a graduate, you're from the South, and you're doing a bit well, you're gone. They will kill you. Killed by a SARS officer. The name of the SARS officer that killed Linda Igwetu is Benjamin Peters. Linda was on her way home with her friends. When they rushed her to hospital, the doctors refused to treat her without a police report. A girl, a little girl, that the parents scraped and suffered and put through university. She died. How about Chukwuemeka Matthew Onobo, 22 years of age, left his house on the 4th of July, 2008. There was a shootout nearby, and Chukwuemeka was hit by a stray bullet as usual. When demanding to know where his son was, the police told his father that he was an armed robber. When eyewitnesses repeated it, the officer responsible was not brought to justice. That was how it ended. It is not just there. How about Musa Samani, a graduate of computer sciences, on December the 4th, 2019, was killed over a minor misunderstanding in Kano State. His killer has not been brought to justice. So before you call the youths of Nigeria that they are very lazy, weak criminals, or any other name that you may wish to call them, of course, apart from zoo animals, any of these people that they killed, are you telling me that they deserve to be shot to death? That is why SARS must end. That is why SARS must end. They must go today. That is why there will be no SWAT. That is why there has to be a root and branch reformation. That is why there has to be a public hearing that the world may know that the zoo is no longer workable. This is a drive to educate the people. This is an effort to enlighten the people, to make them understand why young people are out on the streets and campaigning very, very